AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Two Americans dead, two wounded in an attack in Amman, Jordan. The shooter was a Jordanian police officer. AP correspondent Karen Laub is in Jordan.
A Jordanian government spokesman says that a Jordanian policeman has opened fire on foreign trainers at a police compound. He has killed two Americans and a South African before being shot dead by security forces. Two Americans and four Jordanians were wounded, and one of the wounded is in critical condition.
His motive unknown at the moment, though the Jordanians are promising a full investigation into why the Jordanian police officer opened fire. Several nations are sending special planes to bring home their citizens from Egypt because of concerns that a bomb may have brought down a Russian passenger plane 10 days ago, killing everyone on board. The plane had just departed Sharm el-Sheikh in Egypt. AP correspondent Vladimir Isachenkov is in Moscow, one of the nations flying its nationals back home.
Officials say that they have sent dozens of planes to bring Russian tourists back home, following President Vladimir Putin's order on Friday to evacuate the Russians and to stop any outbound flights to Egypt.
Interpol, the international police organization, says it will coordinate a worldwide investigation into widespread doping in track and field. Interpol says the investigation involving sports officials and athletes suspected of doping cover-ups is being led by France, where Interpol is based. A dealer familiar with Volkswagen plans says the automaker intends to offer $1,000 in gift cards and vouchers to owners of smaller diesel cars. With the 2-liter four-cylinder diesel engines that have been implicated in an emissions cheating scandal. Checking Wall Street for you now, the Dow is down 134 points. This is AP Radio News. The middle of the nation is getting ready for severe weather. A storm in the Pacific Ocean may bring tornadoes to the nation's midsection. Arkansas and Missouri are the most likely to see bad weather from this storm, says the Storm Prediction Center's Corey Mead.
That system's going to rapidly move east and northeastward through the Mississippi Valley into the Great Lakes Wednesday night into Thursday.
Meanwhile, Tropical Storm Kate is approaching the central Bahamas and is expected to get stronger along the way. A tropical storm warning is in effect for parts of the Bahamas. Police say an Ohio man was drunk when he had a 9-year-old neighbor boy drive him to a gas station to buy barbecue sauce for a chicken dinner. Tiffin, Ohio police say the boy drove the man to the gas station Saturday night, but the clerks wouldn't let the child drive home. They called the cops. The man faces several charges, including endangering a child. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.